This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Standing right here with the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting. You know, just being part of the solution. That's the biggest part of it, is being part of the solution. I know some of you know, I can't help myself, okay? I make fun of Joey B for a reason. Because he's easy. I mean, seriously, you think about some of the stuff that he's doing, right? Just give it some serious consideration, and you think about some of the stuff that he's doing when it comes to, you know, telling you that you need to be vaccinated, you need to be boosted, you need this, you need that. Well, for what reason? This is the president, for the moment, of these United States. He's been vaxxed twice and boosted twice. And guess what? He's still got a problem. He's still got it. Got COVID, even with all those medical people around him and everything else he's got going on. Wearing the masks of the whole nine yards. So tell me what again? What part of all this is true? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I'll come back and hit the story I was doing last hour because I think it's that important. We'll hit it again about the petroleum reserves. And why would they say it actually makes absolutely no sense? All right. This is a good one. The former Chinese state media editor suggests that Nancy Pelosi be restrained and punished by the CCP for visiting Taiwan. But she loves China, doesn't she? I mean, really. They're our friends. The former chief editor of the Chinese Communist Party state tabloid, the Global Times, he suggests the country detain and punish U.S. Speaker of the House, Nancy. Detain? Whoa. Nancy, I thought these people were your friends. For visiting Taiwan. Chinese government warned Tuesday it would take forcible means if Pelosi visited Taiwan. She's got that, she's going to do it, I guess, next month. Pelosi and her delegation will also visit Indonesia, Japan, Malaysia, Singapore, and spend time in Hawaii at the headquarters of the U.S. Indo-Pacific Command. Right? I can't pronounce this name. Hu Jin suggested an aggressive and militaristic response to the speaker's plan to visit the island, saying that a war aircraft should enter Taiwan in retaliation. Now, retaliation for what? A visit by an American congressperson? Really? My suggestion to the Chinese government and military, if Pelosi visits Taiwan, PLA military aircraft will be accompanying will accompany Pelosi's plan to enter the island, making a historic crossing of the island by military aircraft from mainland for the first time. Its significance would overwhelm Pelosi's visit. Hugh took exception to the Biden administration statement claiming to have no concrete details or information about the planned trip. The cowards, that's why. You know, Trump would have looked at him and gone, we're going to Taiwan. You get too close to my plane, it will cost you. That simple. See, as much as you hated the way the man talked, they were afraid of us. We don't need them to be our friends necessarily. We need them to have a healthy fear and respect for us. They don't now. They laugh at us. They sit around their tables. They sit around their meetings. Yes, the Chinese, the Russians, and so on. They laugh at us. We're more worried about a woke military. We're more worried than military, whether somebody has the shot or doesn't have the shot. Ain't nobody dying from it. We're more worried about somebody making sure that they properly call somebody a male or female than we are about the readiness of our military. They are laughing at us because they don't care about that stuff. You know, God forbid. I'm not asking for this to happen, but God forbid they grab Pelosi and team. And the Chinese say, no, we're holding them for crimes against whatever. What do you think Biden would do? And I tell you, do you really even think that they would have grabbed any of our people if Trump was president? Biden's supposed to have the ability to prevent a reckless visit of Pelosi rather than, I don't know what the status of it is. If the U.S. can't restrain her, let China restrain her and punish her. That's according to the Chinese spokesperson. Taiwan, officially known as the Republic of China, is an island nation off the coast of Asia's mainland. Taiwan has declared itself independent of the People's Republic and has claimed continuation of governments from the pre-revolutionary China. You should look up the history. It's quite interesting. People's Republic of China has long claimed sovereignty over Taiwan and Taiwan Strait. It's a relatively narrow strip of ocean between the island of Taiwan and the Chinese mainland. Chinese military frequently sent planes into the area testing Taiwan's air defense zone. They're not having it. They're pretty strong themselves. The United States doesn't have official relations with Taiwan, but has been stepping up engagement with the island. China's trying to isolate it from, other global entities. Maybe we should have official relations with them. See what it does. Show me to your host. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
This is your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GO-SHOW, 855-732-5563. Head over to the website, joemessina.com. joemessina.com, it's that easy. Where you can watch live, listen live, you can take the poll, a lot going on up there, a lot to get involved with, and I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I do appreciate the time that you're involved and you're engaged. We were talking about the, you know, Taiwan, Nancy Pelosi's potential visit there, and how the Chinese are having a, you know, a real irritant with the fact that we've been recognizing them, showing up there, giving them any time or whatsoever. Why shouldn't we? Someday you guys should look up the history of Taiwan. Look up how it came about. Anyway. There's a lot of scandals going on around this, and a person who actually not wrote it or who would like to see Nancy Pelosi detained. I mean, think about that. That would be the first time that happened, wouldn't it? A head of state like that coming for a visit being detained. They're talking about flying their fighter jets next to hers. And I think at that point we should just blow them right out of the sky. That simple. And if somebody in the chat room says, it would have never happened under Trump. They wouldn't even be talking about it. They wouldn't even be hinting that they were going to do it. And that's why you need strong leaders. This softer, gentler crap doesn't work. Not when you're talking about dealing with the Chinese government or the Russian government. They don't want to see anything going on with you. Let me rephrase this. They don't want to see any kind of softness in your conversation. They don't want to see any kind of softness in what you got going on. So why show it to them? Why be there? Why give them that? Right? 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. New California gun law, well, it seems to be mimicking the abortion measure out of Texas. The California punched back Friday against two recent landmark U.S. Supreme Court decisions. Governor Newsom, he signed a controversial first-in-the-nation gun control law patterned after the Texas anti-abortion law. He's urging other states to follow suit because, you know, he's such a winner. Now, the hypocrisy of this party is amazing to me. He went to Washington, D.C. to win an award for his how he's handled the education system here in California. What a great job they've been doing. At the same time, a report came out that California was 50th in literacy. I mean, seriously, this is like when Obama got the Nobel Peace Prize before he even stepped into office. I guess they were hoping for big things. He acted 1 month after the conservative justices overturned the constitutional right to abortion undermined gun control laws in states, including California. I don't know what they call undermining gun control laws. Right, funny how when it came to gun control, these blue states, they want control. They want control of guns. They want you to stay out of their way. When it comes to abortion, however, they wanted the federal government to step in and take over. It's just amazing, isn't it? So Newsom sets these two things together. He approving a law allowing people to sue anyone who distributes illegal assault weapons or parts that can be used to build weapons, guns without serial numbers. Look it. All right, guys. Is it really bad? I got to ask. Got to know. Is it really bad to allow someone to sue a distributor who's distributing illegal assault weapons? And I'm not talking about something a state says, like an AR-15. I'm talking about real assault weapons that are really illegal. I mean, we got to use a little bit of common sense here, too. He says, we're sick and tired of being on the defense of this movement. It's time to put them on defense. You cannot sell, you cannot manufacture, you cannot transfer these illegal weapons of war and mass destruction in the state of California. The only thing you can transfer and sell is fentanyl and all kinds of other drugs. That's right. Right? Lawmakers patted the bill after Newsom's request after a Texas law allowing citizens to sue anyone who provides or assists in providing an abortion. Now, I just find this. Newsom also placed $30,000 worth of full-page advertisements in three Texas newspapers Friday, criticizing what he said is Governor Greg Abbott's hypocrisy on gun safety. Right? Now, this is really funny. What gives him the right to use taxpayer dollars to run ads in Texas against what Texas is doing? I mean, it's not like come to our state and you'll be safe from guns. He didn't do that. Governor Newsom should focus on all jobs and businesses that are leaving California and coming to Texas, Abbott said. He's right. I find it interesting and amazing. Nothing is said to any of that. Nothing is said to how bad the kids are doing in school. Nothing is said that the education system is failing. Right? It's a simple tactic to television ad that Newsom, a Democrat running for re-election recently in Florida, targeting Governor Ron DeSantis. Look, he's going after all the red governors, all the governors in red states that are doing well. Right? He really believes himself to be the man to fix everything. You can flush this state soon if he keeps going down the road he's going. I can't take what happened in this country, Newsom said in explaining the ads. I can't take the assault on liberty and freedom. I can't take the rhetoric. I can't take the bullying. Is he talking about himself and what he does in this state? The zest for demonizing of these governors, not just Abbott, DeSantis, for many of these governors. Right? Now, you got an unusual combination of gun owner advocates and the American Civil Liberties Union have criticized Newsom for creating what they said amounts to a bounty system to encourage such lawsuits. The ACLU even called California's law an attack on the Constitution for deliberately trying to sidestep judicial review by empowering enforcement by citizens and not governments. It's all about those two big issues. And you can't have a double standard. You can't have one standard for guns and another standard for women's reproductive health. It's not right. Right? This is a Democratic State Senator Robert Hertzberg. Gun control advocacy organizations, Moms Demand Action, and the affiliated Students Demand Action back the bill's potential combat untraceable ghost guns. I mean, seriously, look at this shouldn't be ghost guns. Come on, guys. You want to do this? We do it the right way. We fight it the right way. Joe Mancini, your host. Be back in a few minutes.
Term Lifeline script in 3, 2, 1. Term life insurance. Everybody should have the right protection, and there's only one place to get it. The Term Lifeline.
I can't read this script anymore. There's the script.
Listen, let me talk from my heart. We all know why we need term life insurance, in case the unforeseen happens. Well, I have a family too, and if anything happens to me, I want to make sure my house and my debts are handled, and my family has enough money to take care of them for a long time. So about a year ago, I called the Term Lifeline. I got a very affordable price for a $500,000 policy. I want to make sure my family's protected if something happens to me. If you already have term life insurance, call us and get more coverage. It never hurts. Or see if you're paying too much right now. If you don't have term life insurance, you definitely need to call us. Here's the number. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. Not available in all states.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Steve Bannon, former advisor to President Trump, has been convicted on contempt of Congress charges for defying subpoenas from the January 6th House Committee. Bannon was convicted on two counts, for failing to testify and for failing to provide requested records. Outside the courtroom, Bannon said that he disagreed with the decision, and while he may have lost the battle, he will win the war.
I stand with Trump
and the Constitution. And I will never back off that, ever.
It's been over 40 years since someone was convicted on contempt of Congress charges. The White House says President Biden has a runny nose, a cough, and some fatigue as he recovers from COVID. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre adding Biden met with his economic team virtually to discuss high gas prices. USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby-Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
Your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. All right, we're back at it. The again, when it comes to Governor Newsom, I mean, the guy is so full of himself, so self unaware. Thinks he's doing a great job running the state. We got some of the highest poverty levels. We got, I mean, he stood behind the DA, and he's standing behind Gascon in L.A., where crime has gone up 60, 70, 80% in some areas. Right? It's just crazy. And he thinks these guys are doing a great job. Nobody else around him does. Even some of his own staff being a little quiet about it, but on top of it, it's just amazing. Again, like I said, they do. They travel in their own alternate universe. Really. All right. Just unreal. The Germany's dependence on Russian gas. Right? The Washington Post kind of, I mean, they really don't do stories like this usually. Right, they slam Trump. I love, don't you love it when we find their hypocrisy, right? So they slam Trump for the same thing on him saying that Germany would, you know, they're so dependent. So the Daily Wire's Cabot Phillips, he blasted liberal fact checkers on Thursday for reporting that Germany and other European countries are suffering from Russia reducing their access to its energy. He reminded his Twitter followers that these outlets previously denied President Trump's predictions that this would occur. Now look, that guy's no clairvoyant. Not the smartest man in the room either. Trump's just using common sense on these things. With China. I mean, when he was there, with China, with Iran. With the little rocket man. He was simply using common sense in these areas. But nobody else can see it because, you know, they live in this world, this alternate universe in their mind that they believe is how everybody should live. On Thursday afternoon, Daily Wire senior editor posted two images of two different Washington Post headlines. He posted them side by side, pointing out how hypocritical they are. The first headline published in September 2018 claimed that Trump accused Germany of becoming totally dependent on Russia energy in the UN. And the Germans kind of smirked, made a face at him. The second headline from this July 11 stated, Europe braces for gas nightmares as pipelines from Russia shuts off. Yeah, I guess he was wrong. He didn't say anything about shutting off the pipeline. It's just amazing. I mean, you look at this stuff, it's very simple. It's very easy to understand. And if this is sharing the screenshots, Phyllis wrote, shout out to Washington Post for giving us one of the greatest shot chaser moments in recent history. Clearly, he pointed out that the newer headline admitted that the previous headline had been skeptical about Trump, and yet he was right. Phillips then tweeted, Germany, which gets 66% of their gas from Russia, is now so desperate for energy that they're dimming streetlights at night, restricting hot water use, shutting down swimming pools. But Trump was stupid for saying that. He was such an idiot, isn't he? Unreal. To further illustrate this point, Phillips shared another image with text from the more recent article. The excerpt read, Austria, Germany, Italy, and the Netherlands announced plans this week to prepare to resurrect old coal plants as gas supplies dwindled. The move came just days after Moscow reduced natural gas flows to several European countries. Did they not see it happening? Maybe we should have sent, instead of selling our fuel to the Chinese, maybe we should have sent it to Germany. Right? I mean, just saying. It's just amazing. It will always be amazing. This stuff will always be amazing to me. The B side of the reduced flows have been alarming leaders who worried about energy reserves ahead of the winter. Right. And now you're going to start doing about it. Now all of a sudden you're going to start doing something about it, right? And I'm sorry, we're supposed to take you... we're supposed to take you seriously, how? Why? This is what I'm talking about. They poo-poo everything because they live in this utopian world or their utopian mindset that this is how things are supposed to go down. Let me see. European countries which outlawed non-green energy over the last three decades are now resurrecting coal plants. Right, you've got Germany, Italy, and the Netherlands. They're going to start cleaning up and restarting their old coal plants because they can't get a hold of gas. They can't get a hold of fuel. You got to love it. Right? You got to love it because they wouldn't dare say Trump was right. They wouldn't do it. Their tongues would fall out of their mouths. Phillips then linked it to his thread from Wednesday where he called out the other fact checkers, including progressive outlets. Now this and, what is it, CNBC for disputing Trump in 2018. When he was at the UN, he claimed all this. He claimed that Germany would become totally dependent on Russia's energy if it didn't immediately change course back then. And now you find out almost 70% of their energy comes from Russia. Sounds like we're creeping up towards total them being totally dependent on it, right? This clip that Phillips linked to feature Trump making his statement, right? The now clip, actually they had music in the background. It kind of sounded like a mockery of what Trump was saying, right? The video also cited CNBC's report calling Trump claim not accurate, highly misleading. Isn't that great? Wonderful people, aren't they? 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. And again, when you talk about this, the green initiative, they got nothing, guys. They have no long-term plan for it. It sounds good. It feels good. It makes them feel good. But it doesn't make any sense. Let me bring Ed on from Washington. Ed wants to talk about the Green Initiative. Hey, Ed, how you doing?
Fine. You know, I was listening to you because, you know, and you're talking about Germany has put a boatload of taxpayers' dollars into going completely green.
Yep.
Why are they even having such a large import of 77% for their fuel needs if that green thing really worked out all that well?
I got nothing, Ed. I can't even respond to that.
What's really amazing is we only replace things if they did just as well or a lot better than the existing item.
Yeah.
And somehow, few of these people don't understand that concept. And I don't know how simplistic you can be so ignorant about the most common sense things around there. You don't need any additional schooling, PhD, and hopefully someone will pay for it, like the tax dollars, because you've screwed up and picked the wrong training. But all of this, why don't they just, if they're so headstrong on doing the wrong thing, why aren't they so headstrong on turning around and doing the right thing?
Pride. Come on, Ed. You sound like a smart guy. It's all about pride, right?
Well,
they pounded it down our throats for a long time, and now if they have to say they're wrong, they got to swallow their pride.
Well, and that's the thing. They're not really doing the job that they swore to do. I don't care what country they're in or what they tell their people, which means there's going to have to be a lot of reckon ordering by the people to take back their governments and start insisting that they do the job that they swore they would do, especially our country.
Oh, you're an optimist, Ed. God love you. Thanks for calling.
Well,
appreciate your time.
But the thing of it is, one person can make a difference. You don't need a group of people. You just need someone that stands up for right and says this is where it's going to be.
God bless. Talk to you later. Joe Messina, your host. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green meadow whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our court.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Don't kid your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROJO, 855-732. 5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution, please. Truly be part of the solution. That means you got to get informed. Most of you guys in the chat room, you're informed. And I get it. And I appreciate it, for that matter. So I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. Ed called from Washington. He was talking about Germany's renewables. And so I was curious. I went in and started checking it out, see what was going on with it. Now, he is right about one thing. That they're spending all kinds of money on renewables. They think it's going to work. They think it's the right thing to do. The problem is the time frame. Their goal is 100% renewable power by 2035. They're going to try to increase the pace of expansion for wind, solar. Government to create national... Now listen here. Listen. Government is going to create a national gas reserve. How is natural gas renewable? How does that fit into the picture? You already know how, but how does that fit into the picture, right? They're going to accelerate their expansion of wind and solar and power. This story is from February of this year. They're going to try to make it so that all their electricity comes from renewable sources. But they don't have the infrastructure. When you read further, I mean, it's a long story, but when you read further into it, they don't have an infrastructure to handle all this. So they could say that they're going to put these things up, they're going to put the windmills up, they're going to do all of this stuff. How are they going to transmit it? How are they going to get it out there? Really, think about it. right? They're solar power. I find this is totally amazing. From today's amount of, 7 gigawatts, they're thinking they can increase it in the next 8 years. Less than 8 years, really, to 20. They haven't been able to double it or do anything with it in that light in the last 10 years. What makes them think they're going to be any different? Now, to bridge the gap until there's sufficient renewable power, they're also getting ready to prolong the use of coal beyond 2030, create alternatives to Russian gas. Germany's seeking to revive plans to build liquefied natural gas terminals. Now, listen, notice the comment there. Germany is seeking to create alternatives to Russian gas, yet they've become more dependent on it just since February. That sounds like it's going in the wrong direction. Anybody want to enlighten me on this? So, and they're talking, like, renewable energy, talking about more coal use, talking about more natural gas. I just love it. They think they got to catch from offshore wind turbines. They think they can kick it up from 3 gigawatts to 10 gigawatts by 2027. So there's a lot of money being poured into this. For what reason? Right? They're going to have to create storage facilities for the electricity. Otherwise, those things have to turn all day long. And what happens when the wind kicks down? When there is no wind, when it's pretty quiet? Then what do you do? That's why they have to find a way to store this, whether it's in batteries or whatever. They've got to find a way to store this energy. Another article, recent article actually, changes that number just a little bit. It says in electricity production, Germany aims to raise the share of renewables from 17%, where it is today, to more than 80% by 2050. So one article claims that they were looking, this is back in February, when they were looking at 100% renewable energy, they were looking at that by, 2030-ish? And 2050 is now what they're looking to have 80% of it done by. They want to do totally want to get away from nuclear power plants by the end of 2022. And I just find this amazing. So they're not ready for it. They're willing to kill people because people won't have electricity or heat or anything else along those lines because it's for the betterment of the planet somehow. And if you remember the story we did a few weeks ago, dead bodies aren't good for the planet either. So you're going to have to compost these bodies. Otherwise, if you cremate them and bury them, all the toxins from the body get into the ground. It could taint your food supply. Go back and look. We did that story a few weeks ago. And then instead of burning them, which puts pollution in the air, they want to go ahead and compost them. Interesting. Let's go into a lighter story. Moms mobilized in local races for the 2022 midterms. Conservative groups have no faith in the Democrats' ability to resolve school closures. Okay, look, it's happening again. They're seeing it go down again. Moms mobilized by COVID school closures have channeled their energy into politics and not just by electing officials they agree with. Now they're recruiting and running for positions themselves. The group Moms for Liberty started in the wake of school closures and grew due to curriculum inclusions on gender and sexuality that many parents were unaware until recently. You know, think about many of these teachers and educators that are now up in arms that parents want to have a say. Right? And they'll try to tell you, well, we were doing great before. We had no problems. No, the moms didn't know what you were teaching. And the reason now you're mad and you're squirming and you're making all this noise, why? Because in your mind, in your way of thinking, you should be allowed to teach the kids anything you want to because they're your kids after all, right? Parents realize this American government does not work well without us. That's according to Tiffany Justice, one of the co-founders of the group. while we're busy raising our kids and working. We saw during COVID that elected officials, advocated their authority. Justice groups held their first annual event in Tampa to help train, recruit, and educate parents who want to get more involved in their local school boards, even run themselves. Parents are ready to take the reins of the school district across the country to sit on school boards, she said, and we feel like we're able to give parents a lot of good skill tips. Now, Esther Wells, she's a parent at the Maryland and school board candidate, decided to run after children, including one with disabilities, had extended virtual-only school, which, I got to tell you guys, I think it was a godsend. Right? To a degree, I think it was a godsend. And the reason behind it was because parents actually got to see what was being taught in their schools. They got to see the flags and the signs and the comments that were up in the classrooms on a daily basis. That's scary. With the virtual-only option, my son lost all of his resources, has significantly regressed in his schoolwork, she said Monday. And that when I said I needed to step up as a mom and run for the Board of Education. You know, what's really funny is, again, we're seeing it here in California. I'm seeing it at my school district. You've got parents, and again, I don't know if I blame them, but you've got parents now that are suing school districts because the kids didn't get the education they were supposed to get during COVID. But the districts were only following the rules. They were following the guidelines of the state. So if the state said you could only do A, B, and C, and A, B, and C caused little Johnny not to be able to read at grade level, why is the district stuck with the bill? The state should be protecting. And this is happening here in California. You know, the brain surgeon, Governor Newsom, with all the experts he had around him, he didn't see this coming. Parents say the issue of school closures may have faded from the headlines, but they're still seeing the effects on their kids. No, they're not done yet, lady. That's right. You get people like Dr. Farrar here in Los Angeles County, who thinks she can throw on masks and close down schools anytime she wants to. And, you know, I got to take a swipe again at the L.A. County Board of Supervisors. How do they bring somebody like this on who doesn't have a degree in health? Her Ph.D. is in education. It has nothing to do with health. Nothing to do with medicine. And yet somehow she must have known somebody to be able to get in. And, you know, I'm going to get nailed for this, but I don't really care. L.A. County Board of Supervisors now has 5 women. And then the head of the Department of Health, a woman. Is that because they're right for the job? They're perfect for the job? Do they not believe that men can help, can add to? When the LA County Board of Supervisors had 2 men on there, and sometimes 3, it was well-balanced. It was good conversation. Now, not so much. Yeah, I'm sorry, you can call me a misogynist if you want. I don't really care. I mean, psychologists, women process things differently than men do. Not better, not worse, differently. Women and men bring different things to the table, different viewpoints, different ways to address things. Why is that so bad? And yet, LA County's in the worst shape it's been in decades. You put it together. You figure it out. Joe, senior host, God bless. Don't go anywhere. You got a whole other hour with me. You don't want to miss it. We'll be back in a little bit.